Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2047. When in doubt, write the truth, by Dr. Alana Miller of ZenPsychiatry.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome to another Sunday bonus episode. This is where I like to share an episode from another podcast in our network, usually overlapping a bit with what we talk about here. And this one comes from my brother's podcast, Optimal Living Daily. You can find that podcast by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, here's my brother Justin along with his commentary as we optimize your life.
When in doubt, write the truth, by Alana Miller of ZenPsychiatry.com. I wasn't going to write a post today. Usually by the time Tuesday rolls around, I've had a burst or two of inspiration and have at least an inkling of an idea of what to say. But this week, nothing. Oh, sure, there were a few ideas. They felt insincere though, so I let them go. This morning I told myself, why stress about this? People will understand if I take a week off from the blog. I figured I'd say briefly that I was feeling sick and not up to writing, then I'd come back to it next week. It wasn't until tonight that I realized what was really going on. The problem wasn't a lack of things to write about. The problem was that the truth was painful, and I didn't want to tell you. But how could I go wrong by telling you the truth? There is a purity in the truth, a vulnerability, a rawness. When you tell the truth, no one can tell you you're wrong, or you can safely ignore the few who try. When you tell the truth, you build a foundation. When you project an image, you build a house of cards. Oh, and the truth is not an excuse to smugly hide behind while you say careless and insensitive things to others. But I was just being honest. That's called being a d-bag. Anyway, so I decided when in doubt, when I don't know what to write about, I will tell you the truth. I just ask you one thing in return. If you can, just stay present with me for this story. There is no need to reassure me, to tell me everything is going to be all right, that everything happens for a reason, that this all will be over soon, that I'll be a better person for it. Do you really know if these things are true any more than I do? Oh, for the love of God, please don't tell me to be positive. The truth is that I'm in a lot of pain. By early evening, my body aches from the weight of the day. If I've had chemo or a shot of Neupogen, it's much worse. I feel sicker on the days I have chemo, even before the infusion, as if my body knows what's coming and wants to tell me, no thanks. The pain meds help, but not as much as they used to. I thought switching from inpatient to outpatient chemo would be a breeze, but I was wrong. I thought the worst was behind me, but it's not. As my body gets weaker and less able to recover, the side effects get worse. I try not to think of how much treatment I have left, 9 months, but it's hard to forget. I didn't have any nausea before, but I have it now. Even when I'm not nauseated, I have no desire for food. I'm losing weight, and even my cancer pants are getting loose. Definition of cancer pants, the fashionable, smaller-sized pants one buys after losing weight from cancer treatments because one looks like a hobo in her regular-sized pants. I'm lonely. It's not so exciting anymore that I have cancer. I see people around me returning to their normal lives, and I don't get to. I wonder if maybe I have to walk this path alone. If I didn't feel so sick and therefore emotionally hypersensitive, I probably wouldn't care as much as I do. This hypersensitivity is both a blessing and a curse because I can now read the subtle differences in how people say, for example, "Let me know if there's anything you need." Because I need so much, I can read when a person means it and will be there for me in any way that is humanly possible. I can read when the words are said out of obligation or carelessness, or because a person would like to think that they're generous but isn't really thinking about what they're saying and will artful dodge my request when I follow up. The latter hurts more, a lot more, than if nothing was said in the first place. I'm tired all the time. I used to shoot out of bed early in the morning, even on the weekends, excited about all the things I would do that day. Now I wake up around 11 and spend most of my time on the couch watching mindless TV. When I have more energy, I play Sudoku on my phone. Don't get me wrong, I'm not bored. I imagine boredom is feeling as if you have nothing to do. I have the opposite problem. I have so much I'd like to do, but I can't do any of it. I'm not quite sure why I'm telling you all this, other than I want you to know and want to remind myself that there is no shame in being in pain. It doesn't always need to be fixed. It doesn't always need to be corrected. I know that people often try to reassure others in pain for the most well-intentioned reasons. We see another person suffering and it breaks our heart. We want to reach out and make it better. We want to say the perfect thing. If you find yourself in this situation, let me offer an alternative. First, connect with what you're feeling. What is happening in your body? What emotions are rising up? What thoughts are passing through your mind? Maybe you hate to see them suffer, or your heart goes out to them, or you care so much that it hurts. First, connect with your inner experience. Then, say something true. When in doubt, speak the truth. When in doubt, write the truth. You just listened to the post titled, "When in Doubt, Write the Truth" by Ilana Miller of ZenPsychiatry.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Big thank you to Dr. Ilana for that post. That had to be a tough one to write. Difficult to narrate for me. Really good points there. Actually, I do want to share that this was written back in 2014. So she's a cancer survivor going strong, which is awesome. Hope you found the post valuable. When I'm consoling someone in pain, it's definitely something I'll think about. Hopefully you too. That'll do it for today. Hope you're having a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.